Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. It's been a couple of days since I put out a video, and I know a lot of you don't like it. Well, we'll do our best. All right, so I did try recording a long video, and good old Zoom on Linux didn't record the video, so I'm giving it another try, but a more condensed version so you don't have to go through the pain of how things are looking. So let's go over the overall ROI. Since the 20th of July, today is the 23rd of July, and you can see here, it's just over 0%. So it was profitable for that day. Now, this was the big day. Okay, I was shocked by this. 29.47% on Monday. I could shut down the whole trading for a month and just go, yeah, that's 1% a day or close to it for a month. So that's pretty good. What's the 22nd, took a little bit of a loss, and then we have here 0.5%. So you can clearly see what's going on is we had basically an anomaly day where we got this. So what I'm saying is when this thing works, it works really well. So to be part of that is exciting, I would think, because you're not going to get that in a year at all. So I built out the spreadsheets to either show the exact positions. Now, obviously, I have the capabilities to do live trading when I want by turning on the script. And it's a client trading script in Python that you get when you sign up to the Quant Elite stuff. I have a whole nother video breaking that down. So hopefully you'll be able to watch that on the Telegram. Now, here's how it looks. So I have the coins P&L for the day. These are the coins that were traded. So if I load up this one specifically, you can see here which coins were traded, how many number of buys, wins, percentage, and total USD based upon the price of the coin. This is going to change once I get my tracking available on live trading, which I'm pretty well close to doing. But as I said, I'll put out a whole slew of videos on that. So as it stands right now, there are some coins that do fairly well. So if I was to just focus on this coin, Compound, and again, there's certain coins that are not available or tradable in certain countries in using Kraken. This is definitely tradable. I believe that's tradable and that's tradable. So we're looking at Mana and ETC. Engine as well is tradable, but you will run into instances where the coin might not be getting a really good win ratio, like here, engine, and it got just eked a little tiny profit. So right now, I'm going to load up my what away here, which is pause this. Okay, so here we are on MoiWave with the big coins that are trading the last few days. So you can see here, let me pull up the daily here. So we've had a little bit of upward movement and then we're in a slow period today. Bitcoin daily view as well helps. You can see same idea, same pattern. It's all co-integrated, unfortunately. But there are coins that are going to outperform. So let me just show the coins I just listed here, see how they've been doing for the last few days. Now, this was for July 20th, this trading performance. So let me pull up Compound, see how that did on the 20th. Now, again, if I pull up a 1 hour chart, this is the problem. It's just been some weird patterns. I don't know what's going on. We'll skip that one for whatever reason. The other one that did pretty good was Mana. Let's hope that this one did okay as or can be displayed. Again, this is using MotoWave, the software, USDT. There we go. So again, that's hourly. So we got one day here, and it's been on a good little run up for the last few days, you know, 50 cents to 70 cents. So we've been seeing 20, 25%. Other coins have been moving at around 50%. This is why I focus on crypto, because of this performance. So we've been seeing a lot more of that. For a couple of days ago, there was no performance at all. It was just solid drops, but there are the occasional code that coin that will perform. Ethereum Classic's another one. Let me just pull up the daily here. So you can see that it's not as performing as well. But that's for the last 3 days. Okay, so that's the 21st. Sorry, the 20th. So if I go back over to the 21st, this was the day where it was huge. Okay, 21st, return on investment, 29%. So I'll show you some of those top performing coins. So we want coin PNL. Yeah, this one here. So this is the big day. Okay, so here's the list of coins right there. Let me just do a data sort on this so we can see which ones were the winners based upon winning percentage. So here you go. So these are the top performers. We've got Atom, Flow, and so on. Okay, some of them did really well. So let's look at those on the 21st, the 29% return on investment. So let's look at the first one. Atom, we have here one position. This might not be so great, but nonetheless, just to give you an overall. So that's been doing pretty good for the last 2 days. Flow. Now, I should also mention, last week I did say, you know, the opportunity is now lying in the 5 minute, hour, maybe even a 1 minute data. So right now what you're looking at, oh, I can't display Flow. So I'll just do XMR. This is Monero. You can see here, just as an example, since July 20th, it's been bouncing around 180 to 200 bucks. So, you know, that's a 20% move in a very short period of time. I've heard about XRP moving as well. This is tradable. Some settlements coming with XRP and with the lawsuit with the SEC, XRP. Let's see, that one's similar, 52 cents all the way up to 60 cents, at least 10% there. We have Engine, so I had 10 positions, 80% win ratio. Let me just pull that up. What we have here, again, July 20th, the 96 cents all the way up to $1.17. I mean, these are small increases, but they matter when you get the right ones. The key to it all is just minimizing the coins that are the losers for the day. To be truthful. So we're going to look at Uni. This is another one that we can trade. If you're in North America, you can trade all coins outside of the restricted countries, Australia, Canada, US. Here we have July 20th, 14, 16. Now this is Uniswap, all the way up to $18 in a very short period of time, 18 bucks. I mean, that's, you just do the math. Polkadot. So that with Uni, 15 positions, 73% win ratio. That's how you drive profit. As long as that opportunity is there, you're doing okay. So here's another one that's been doing pretty good, Polkadot. That's definitely tradable. 42 positions, 71% win ratio. $10.50 all the way up to 13. That's a 30% raise. Doge, everyone thinks that this is the top performer. It is not. But it can perform when Elon Musk sits at the computer or his phone or whatever and tweet. So Doge, we are looking at 16 cents all the way up to 20 cents. So 25% rise, that's pretty good. But we just showed you one that had 30%. Ethereum. Okay, Ethereum's another big one. So this has been a mover. Again, this is back on the 21st of July. Okay, so this one's done very well. You can see it's been rising since 1720 on the 20th, all the way up to 2080. So that coin, the second biggest, I think will eventually become the biggest coin out there because we're not seeing the same performance with Bitcoin. And 8 positions, 62% win ratio. The next one we'll look at is Cardano. This one's another so-called Bitcoin, Cardano. So that traded 26 positions. What we got was 61% win ratio. So looking at that, you can see why here on that day, solid run up a buck. We're looking at, what are we looking at here? $1.05, let's say all the way up to $1.20. You know, that's a significant rise for another Bitcoin. A link. Chainlink, 60% win ratio, looks like, out of 15. So this is on the big day on Sunday. You would have made a lot of money if you allowed this to run. So again, here on the 20th, we're going from 1350 all the way up to 1620. So that's at least 10%. A couple more. I think I see Matt. Okay, Link had 15 positions, 60% win ratio. Matic was another one. This one did pretty good. That performed 70 positions, 58% win ratio. Can you imagine? Oh. These are tradable. Okay. So there you can see the run up again. 64 cents all the way up to 92. So that's all. Almost a 50% increase, roughly, huge. I'll go and I'll stop, do one more after that, explain what's going on with that coin. Algo. Okay, so Algo, not as great. 68 cents all the way up to 81. So that's 20% roughly. And the last one I want to talk about is Solana, because this is what the HFT shops are banking on, this their blockchain here for Solana. And that's including Virtu, Jump Trading, and they're just not getting the performance. They put a lot of effort into a company, a network. I put that on the Discord server. But they're not getting the solid performance compared to the other ones, but nothing gives you the same performance every day. I mean, I just showed you one that gave you 50%. So $22.770 all the way up to $28.71. That's a pretty good return though. I'm not gonna argue. All right, so let's get real now. So those are the ones for the 21st where it gave you a 29% return for the day. That's pretty incredible. So when you get back to reality the following day, which was yesterday, the 22nd right here, that gave us, we lost money here. And this is a good test because what that will enable us to show that this is not gonna be, puppies and chocolate chip cookies all the time. So, the 61%, but you can see here, this one, if I included everything, not just focus on the positive return with abandoning, we would have ended up 6 cents. But when you look at usually, when you include only the positive return ones and the stronger coins, you can see here that it does outperform majority of the time. In this case, it's not the case. But again, it's worth the risk because you can get better profit. Like here, July 3rd here, we would have lost only negative 0.02% versus negative 0.43%. So this does help. In this case, it's a little worse. But still, I think it's worthwhile to take a look at the situation. And it's all, I mean, when you get into algo trading, it is constantly about analyzing, okay? Analyzing the files and why they're some are doing well and some are not. So we want this one. So here, this is not as many, obviously, but if we just focused only on the coins that were trading and at least had potentially a higher win ratio, most likely we would have had a profitable day and probably a decent day as well in terms of profit. So here, if I was just to focus only on these coins for the 22nd, let's check out how they did. So the first one here is we've got BAT. I kind of am digging this coin now because it's basic attention disorder or basic attention token, which is put out by Brave, the browser, the private browser. I'm really wrapping my head in a big way around anything high secure and private. I think it's important for people, but unfortunately the dumb people out there don't want to buy into that. That's their business. So here we are again on the 22nd. So this is hourly data. So here, what we're focusing on is from here to here. So roughly what we're talking about with a very, I'd say, volatile day, 50 cents all the way up to 53 cents. So, you know, that's 5%, 7%. But we only have, it's all winners there, actually. And then we have Ethereum Classic again. So you're going to start to see some trends here on what to potentially put into. But I got to stress, it never works out. Because if you have a coin that you think is going to give you a buy and hold, you're not going to get the performance by doing what we're doing here, by analyzing those coins that do well. So right now I'm looking at Ethereum Classic, two positions. And I could find out the exact timing, but it doesn't really matter. What matters here is if you take this low point here at 42, let's say 60, and moved it up to 46,500, let's say, that is another 5% move for a pretty blasé day. Matic was another one. Here's Matic. So let's look at the hourly. Okay, so here again on the 21st, let's say in around here, we've got a price of, 87 cents, pushed it all the way up to here, let's say 87. So not very much. That one, four positions, 75% win ratio. Okay, let's look at Zcash. And again, when it comes to the older coins, it's only the private coins that are performing a little bit. So Zcash here, four positions, 75% win ratio. We're looking here, we'll have to take the pricing here at 92.25 up to, I'm going to say in around here, 95%, 96%. Again, 5% move. EOS, I don't see a lot of these profitable ones, but it's there. So what we have here, five positions, 60% win ratio. EOS. Okay, so EOS, consistent, well, it's trending up. 21st in around here. 339, let's say, all the way up to maybe here, 350. So, you know, 5% move. Chainlink did okay as well. I'm not seeing Chainlink. Okay, Chainlink here. So that one gave us 15 positions, 60% win ratio. That one did pretty good, actually. dipped a little bit right here. We are looking at 14. What are we looking at here? Around 14, let's say 15 bucks. End of day, probably, you know, 15.40. Very little profit made there. OMG, we'll do this the last one as well. So the point here is, if I had only allowed those coins to be traded that were profitable, okay, we would have enhanced our profit quite a bit. So again, OMG, we're looking here, let's say 330 up to in around here or here, 358. So again, just under 10%. So leave that for now. Okay, there were better winners as well. Kava, Uni, Waves, Cardano, Polkadot. And these are the ones in around 58% win ratio all the way down to 50 cents or 50%. So let's look at today's. It's a very weak day. Okay. Let's see how that's been doing. So that would be this one here. And not very many coins traded. Let's see here. This was generated up to a few hours ago. So it's a very weak day. So let's go through. You can tell that not many winners here. Date, sort, column D, descending. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so yeah, it's a very weak day here. So let's look at these four or three. Let's see how Engine's been doing. This is for today in the last few hours, actually. ENJ. We got one position. Yeah, so it's pretty choppy. Flow, I can't list that in this one. The software, Matic again. See, that one's probably one of the stronger ones. So for July 23rd, it's been solid decline, but here that profit may happen. And again, when you look at this, or if you want to get right into it, 1 hour, that's where the profit is. So that's Matic, and we'll use one last one, Mana. You see here, I didn't even chalk this one up with this kind of performance. Waves, 1180 all the way up to 1440. That's another big mover. So we're going to look at Mana. Okay, let's look at this one. That's pretty good. You can probably see here, this is an hourly move. So it's trending up. And that one gave us seven positions, 42% win ratio. So that's when it starts to get a little weaker. So the point here is a variety of things. It's really important to know. Now look, since the 20th, it's been some very good activity. Quantlabs.net. If you want to get on our email list, it's our best communication as long as you engage with it. Get under the contact tab or menu option, fill out your details there. Or more importantly, very important actually, is if you want to test your technical analysis skills or your technical for like DevOps or programming in Python, we've got two courses here at quantlabs.net/shop. The first one to try out is this one called New Free Trading Technical Analysis Indicators Course. Okay, that's number one. This one with the Windows logo. Build a cloud Windows server 2019 with Binance Order Test in Python. So this is just to test your technical capabilities, because out of that, you can then move into this one for the automated orders and maintain it and adjust the scripts based upon what you're seeing. So That's why I have this. Okay, really, really important. Machine learning is not going to take care of this for you. The best so-called universal bot is not going to work. You have to adjust your parameters and adjust your tolerances, because here you get this kind of day, okay, and that day is only really delivered by momentum in the market. I just showed you a ton of examples for that day, and then you get back into 0.5% and a little bit. But as I said, as I'm looking at it, we can readjust the coins and limit what's traded to eliminate these losses and have more profitable days. So that's about it on this performance business, but do consider it. We are, or I am going to remove these discounts. That price will go up. And I do that because we now have verification on orders and the trading performance using cointracking.info. That's why the prices will go up. We're starting to see a lot of good activity happening. And if I can show it on my trading account on Kraken, it's either motivation to get you. And, you know, I'm on Telegram. I would not say this otherwise on regular social media. But you've seen the crazy news. You've seen the attacks and controls they're trying to put in on crypto, which is essentially holding back your wealth creation. Because I do think if you have a job and you're a believer in this vaccination, that's up to you. But I do think more automation is going to be coming after your job and after your career. This is going to be one of the only places where cash can be created, and it's in USD, so it's US dollar on a US based exchange, fully legal. Okay, and with CoinTracking, you can easily create your tax preparation with it. So, hopefully, you've seen this. Thanks for watching, and we shall talk to you later.